budget, their percentage of unbalanced in their budget to compared to ours and so on
sure.
and so forth.
Right.
And their percentage of whatever else is interesting. And then we might get up a story and get it out later.
Yeah.
Okay.
So. Will do. You bet.
Hello?
Yes, sir, Mr. President.
Ralph, I noticed in looking over the play, you wrote me a very nice letter.
Uh-huh.
You saw that?
No, sir, I haven't.
Come and get it. Come and get it.
Right.
Labor to pretty much hold off this year if these fellas held off.
Mm-hmm.
But I will know, would you give me a call just before you see him at 12:30?
Yes,
because I will have talked then to Clark and... Then I've got a statement I thought I might put out. I'd like to read to you. If you could call me around, what, 12?
Well, I'll call you about 12:15.
Well, maybe a little before. What time do you get off the plane? Because I want to put it out at noon. I'd like to have you hear it beforehand. So why don't you give me a call about 2 or 3 minutes at 12 if you
can. All right.
Okay, thanks. Bye.
Hello? Mr. Troutman, Robert Troutman in Atlanta calling you, Miss Lincoln.
Okay.
Thank you.
Hello.
Hello.
Oh, Governor.
Yes, sir.
I'll be over there talking to the press today, and I suppose we're going to get some questions on Laos. The situation doesn't look very good, does it?
No, the only good thing about it is that Savannah has made his public statement condemning the Pathet Lao for attacking his forces. That gives us a reason for now going directly to the to Moscow.
Yeah.
It looks very bad. And but his taking a firm stand is the first time he's done it in public. He's done it privately before.
When did he put out the statement?
Yesterday. I kept that for
you. Yeah. Is it the communists want to drive the Kong Li out of the place?
Well, they've been trying to do that from the beginning. You see, in the beginning they tried to persuade him and tried to subvert his people, and he was rather they were rather unsuccessful in that. They had this fellow Colonel Duan and a relatively few. Then they tried to starve him out, and it was due to our getting the stuff to him, Pumi's doing it rather, and Savannah, that he held out, and then they directly attacked him, and I think the Pathet Lao aided and abetted by the Vietnam, because they've got them in the background, a certain number of them, which give them the strength. The Pathet Lao probably couldn't stand up to the Kong Li people if they weren't supported.
Yeah, yeah.
Now, we have no indication yet. Ed Rice is here with me. Ed, we have no indication that Kong Li is giving up the toll yet, have we? No. Yeah. He's retreated out of the Plan de Jar to a smaller airfield about 8 miles west, but
yeah,
he's kept his forces pretty well intact.
What do you think? Are we going to the Russians, or is anybody going to the Russians?
I think we ought to. I'm having a talk with Roger a little bit later as to what kind of approach he's thinking about recommending to you that I go myself to point out with Kay that this is a really serious situation.
Yeah, yeah.
But this morning, I think they will get to you in the background what to say, but of course, fundamentally, if we can get it, a partitioned Laos, de facto, it's about the best we ever hoped for, but this is a setback, and it'll be a direct confrontation now between the Pathet Lao and the Pumi's forces, which would be much better if we'd had a cushion of the Kong Li in between.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So what do you think I might say about it? Do you want to ask somebody over there to get me up in response to a question?
Yes, they will. Undoubtedly, they're getting it up, and standing here. Mike and Roger.
Okay, fine.
We'll get it over to you.
Thank you. We'll be all right on Laos then. And
I've got a Laos statement revised, and I have a list of the raids, Mr. President. I bring them right up.
Okay.
Good morning, Mr. President.
You had a good trip, I thought.
Well, it kept pretty busy, but we got a few little things done.
I thought the stuff that came out of Yugoslavia was good.
I think myself that George Kennan has been quite right there, that if you can leave aside the men at the top, and they're finding ways to leave him aside now, that the rest of them really do want to work on good relations.
Yeah, yeah.
And even he was pretty relaxed. By the way, I did talk to him about the possibility of you and he seeing each other briefly somehow, and he
yeah.
was quite receptive to that.
I see.
I'd like to get. Are you heavily engaged the rest of the morning?
No, I tell you what. I got this 11 o'clock. What are you doing now?
Well, I'm meeting here on Haiti at the moment.
Right, okay.
Talking to some other, but I'm seeing Tommy Thompson at 11:30 on the Moscow business. Perhaps if you could see me a few minutes around 12. I'd
I see. Well, I got some fella called Chad Sudan Khan of the Special
Speaker
of Pakistan National Assembly. So why don't we meet about 12?
20 or so?
That'll be fine.
Fine, okay.
That'll be fine.
Fine, okay. Hello?
Good morning, Mr.
Morning, Ms. Green. How are you?
I'm fine.
Good.
I read an article on the front page of the New York Times, which disturbed me very greatly this morning, in which it refers to me as a former Kennedy supporter.
I haven't read that unpleasant piece of news.
Well, this is not the case, and I really probably had maybe some differences on the education bill. Certainly, I think the record of the last several months is replete with speeches I've made across the country in support of your program.
Oh, yeah. Well, I hadn't seen that, but they're always doing all those things. But you and I are, as I said to you that day, I'm anxious to try to. You've been a great friend of mine. I don't want to have disagreeing with you, particularly when we agree about 98% in this matter.
Right.
And it's really just a question of what represents the best way to move ahead on what we agree on. I saw the... What happened yesterday, as I say, the only thing that concerns me is to perhaps I've got a traumatic reaction to last year's experience, but I'm anxious that we not, and I don't really quite see clearly the way yet to do it, because the problem, of course, is that what the NEA wants, they won't get. The question is whether we can prevent them from doing what they did to us last year.